Congratulations! You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast, with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz.
Tomato, my cat, is right now biting and pulling on my shirt.
And he just so he's really on one right now.
You know, I don't think he did. I think it was another false alarm. Okay, I'm cutting that. We can't start with actually, I'll just bleep it. Okay. Okay, Maysoon, it's time for our June 2026 My voter goodness. Guide.
Listen, everybody, there is an election coming up in June, June 2nd. It's like, please get it together. You may have heard of it. You may have confused it with the November election. We have two elections this year, and we need you to get on board. There's some very important things happening. So please listen closely. Please share with your people. Please text the billionaires.
I think there might be time to register still. Don't quote me on that,
here,
people.
But I have it. I have the info right
yes,
here.
Yes, tell me, please, please.
Early voting started May 4th. Okay, well, this is an annoying thing, but it says that the last day to register to vote and receive a ballot is 15 days before the election.
Maysoon, before we started the podcast, Maysoon did accuse me of being just a spineless little bitch.
Kate and I have a hard time having conversations, you guys. Just listeners, just know. Kate and I seem like we're just flying through life high as kites, having a good, not high in like a drug way, but just high in a whatever way.
High on life.
But sometimes we have really different ways of communicating that can get us into trouble with one another. And we
have to work our way through that. Is anyone in trouble?
No one's in trouble.
Am I in trouble?
I always feel a little bit in trouble.
Am I in trouble?
No, but I feel in trouble.
Oh, well, you're not in trouble.
Well, I'm just saying. That's how I feel.
Oh, well, you're not in trouble for me.
I'm in trouble from you. It's true.
Ugh. Oh. I hate that for you.
Oh, it's okay. I'll get over it soon.
Okay, can I just tell you what I've got here and then we can really duke it out?
Well, let me just say that, wait, about the voters? I mean, about the election?
Yes.
Well, okay, voter registration deadline is May 18th. Now, today is the 13th when we're recording this podcast, everyone. The 18th is yes. Monday, so you have less than a week to register to vote. And if you're not registered, go ahead and register because this election, even though it's like a primary, it's not the main, it's not like the big November election, blah, blah, blah. It is still a very important election that can make a lot of things change in our city. So, or at least in San Francisco, probably also for Oakland. Not exactly sure what you guys have on the ballots.
We're basically voting for governor, too.
Yeah, we're all fucking voting. Well, but no, that's the primary, though, isn't it?
It's the primary, but that's whoever, whatever Democrat gets in is going to be the winner.
Well, except for this is a weird primary in that It could be two ugh, Republicans.
Everybody says that every time. It's never going to be two Republicans.
Girl, I would not ever say that. It's never going to be?
Well, this girl, is people are using this argument to make everybody vote for fucking Tom Steyer and Javier Becerra.
Yeah. It's also, what does it call it? It's also ranked choice voting, which honest to God, you guys, I hate. Desperately.
No, I love always. Ranked choice voting. Wow, we're a real Siskel and Ebert. We're a real Siskel and Ebert today.
We really are. It's okay. It makes it more interesting for everyone.
Hey, I'm definitely recording. Are you recording?
Yeah, I actually
am. Thank God.
Did we do
thank
the God intro? Did we ever do the intro? Or
yeah, we
did
the intro. We are a mess. We are a hot mess. Okay, look here, Maysoon. Okay. If it ends up being two... Wait, we had a few differences. Why do you hate ranked choice voting?
Because I just don't think it works in my favor.
In your favor.
Like, I just don't... I haven't seen it where, like, a candidate I liked has actually won.
Huh. That's interesting.
And I also feel like it's ultimately very confusing. And I just don't think voting needs to be confusing. I think that deters people from voting. They don't know what they're doing. They think they need to fill out all the options and they don't. And I think that ultimately doesn't serve us well. It doesn't serve us in the way that it's intended to serve us. So I just don't like it. I want to just go back to the one in one. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I hear what you're
saying.
I mean,
you're going to say it's because oftentimes there's more than one decent candidate and one really terrible, like multiple really terrible candidates. And this way you think there's a greater chance that a decent candidate could win out, right? If they, whatever, work together some way. What's it called? what's it called when they like it's like Mom Donnie and whatever, when they not run together because they're not on the same bill, but they are have a coordinated, I guess, effort. What, or something.
Mom Donnie and who?
Who is the other guy over in New York?
The
Daniel, not Dan.
The other guy running for mayor?
The other guy running for mayor.
Oh, Bloomberg?
No. He was a progressive.
Oh, the little weird guy?
The little weird guy. I don't know. Maybe that's the wrong one. They're... Anyhow, let's not get into that. That's complicated and confusing, and we're trying not to be confusing to the goddamn listeners.
Shout out to New York listeners who know who the little weird guy is.
There's at least one listening, probably, he knows. So that's why I don't love it.
Well, hang on a sec.
Do you love ranked choice voting?
I love it, but I hear what you're saying, and I think the big problem with it is what you were saying about people thinking they need to fill in every single choice. If you have three picks or whatever, you're like, oh, I'll just pick somebody to fill in for the third one, and maybe that's somebody who sucks ass. Mm-hmm. And you actually don't have to fill out all of the spots. Yeah.
I also think it kind of waters down the pool a little bit too. Maybe not. Maybe that's what it's not doing.
I just think like for instance with this governor shit. Oh God, the governor shit is so gnarly. Can we just get into the governor
race? Lots of people are advocating for Steyer. I mean, I don't really know, but I'm kind of leaning in that direction myself too now, which is shitty because the last thing I want is a fucking billionaire.
Oh my God, no, Maysoon, no. Hell no, don't do that. We got to be voting for Ramsey Robinson, the socialist candidate. He's endorsed by the Green Party and the Peace and Freedom Party.
What is his experience? Who is this guy? I don't even fucking know.
He's a social worker.
Robinson.
There is a left unity slate for candidates at the statewide level in California. Mm-hmm. Can I just read off who is endorsed on this slate?
Go ahead.
Okay, we got Alice Steck for Lieutenant Governor, Gary N. Blenner for Secretary of State, Megan Adams for Controller. I'm giving 5-star endorsement to Megan Adams for Controller. I believe she is a bus driver and she is fucking killing it on the campaign trail. Then you got Glenn Turner for Treasurer, Marjorie Mickles for Attorney General, Eduardo Lalo Vargas for Insurance Commissioner, and Frank Lara for Superintendent of Public Instructions. Mm-hmm. That is who is on a slate that is endorsed jointly by the Peace and Freedom Party and the Green Party.
And you're voting for all those people? Is that your connection?
I think probably, yeah.
Okay.
And then Ramsey Robinson for me for governor, but the Green Party, the Alameda County Green Party is endorsing Butch Ware.
Oh, yeah.
Who is a history professor.
Right. And an activist, right?
I mean, I just watched a supercut of all the different gubernatorial nominees, the main ones for the Democratic Party, all answering questions about whether or not what's happening in Palestine is a genocide. Mm-hmm. And they all fucking equivocated like crazy.
Mm-hmm. This says,
but not Ramsey Robinson. And I think Butch Ware is good on it too. We can't have Tom Steyer for governor. I can't believe it. Do you want to put some money on it?
No, I'm not interested in voting or betting on these things. You know that about me.
Okay.
I'll bet on something else, like whether or not a fucking yoga ball is going to bounce down Valencia Street in an hour.
I love that bet. Okay, listeners, if you want to make some wagers with me, go ahead and, well, within legal parameters.
What is the legal parameter of wagers? Is there a certain amount you can bet?
I don't know. We're going to actually look that up. Once we get it all sorted out, we'll figure out what we can do. But give us a call, 419-351-6606, or you can email us congratulationspinetree@proton.me.
I mean, I don't even know, like, what our supervisors, what their take is on Palestine. I think Natalie G is probably legit. I know Connie Chan is legit for Congress.
Yeah. Maysoon, I'm reading that book, The 100 Years War on Palestine.
Oh, yeah, good.
Have you read that shit? It's incredible.
Yeah, it is incredible.
I want to recommend that to every listener.
You should.
It should be required reading.
Yeah. Where are you?
Okay, get into it. I'm about halfway through right now. I think it's like getting into the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's just incredible because the author, for listeners who aren't familiar, the author is an academic who's Palestinian and his family is Palestinian. Yeah. And he and they were like diplomats and like involved in all these like important moments in the history of
his the family goes
disaster.
Way
yeah. And so it's very like it's gives a ton of history and like in very specific detail, but still like super readable. And then he also has these like personal connections to things where he goes into like family stories and it's just super engaging. Okay, back on track.
He's also like he is the Edward Said professor at Columbia, just so you know. Or he was.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if he's actually still there.
I think he's like in his 70s now.
He's 77, yeah. Okay, well, what are we doing here? Because I feel like we should give like a more solid direction.
Okay, well, Maysoon, we were going to do a voter guide this episode, but we decided against it because we have to do a little bit more research.
Cool.
But I want to say just this is from Kate Rhodes, who's speaking as an individual and not a representative of any other people in the room. But I really want to give a strong endorsement of Ramsey Robinson for governor. People, if we just tell a friend, everyone tell 10 friends to vote for Ramsey Robinson. And we'll fucking get a socialist in the fucking governor's mansion or whatever the fuck.
And similarly, I want to highly, strongly endorse Connie Chan for Congress. Please get her in. Fuck Scott Wiener forever.
Fuck Scott Wiener to the ends of time.
Yeah.
And I mean that in all sincerity.
Do we actually think voting works?
Hell no, motherfucker. Abolish the state. Abolish everything.
Oh, God. It's so intense.
I know it, dude. Soon China will be in charge and then maybe things will sort out.
Let's just vote China in right now. Is there an option? I mean, California's been trying to separate from the union. Can we just do that too?
I don't know. That seems like a kind of a mixed bag.
Also, there is a woman who wanted me to sign. You know how there's always the petitions out right before elections?
Uh-huh.
They're trying to get ballots on the initiatives on the ballot.
Yeah.
There was a woman trying to tell me to sign our essay. She was trying to have people sign an initiative that would require more signatures to get things on the ballot.
Good grief.
And I was like, hell no.
No, I'm fine with how it is.
I was like, let's get things on the ballot. I'm not trying to make it hard for people to get things on the ballot. Fuck that shit. I don't know. And then, of course, there's the other side of that where people complain that we have too much responsibility as Californians. Like, we're asked to vote on everything, even if we don't fucking know anything about it. Like, all the bond measures. And it's just like, it's a little bit insane. I agree. But I was like, no, I'm not signing that. She was like, okay, that's funny.
I love to say no.
Because I was kind of like, what if I want to get something on the ballot? I'm not going to be able to get 50,000 signatures. I might be able to get 18,000 signatures. If I go to Dolores Park a couple weekends in a row, don't you think that's almost 18,000 people?
Should we get some fucking signatures?
Yeah, let's get a signature to recall.
Who are we going to recall? Lurie?
We're recalling Daniel Lurie.
I want to fucking, I don't want to recall
and
him.
And his whole fucking administration. You don't want to recall
I
him?
I wish I could forget him forever.
Know,
you know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
Please
you know what
don't
I'm saying?
Recall him. I know what you're saying. Good work. Too bad we're not billionaires because apparently those are the people that get to recall other people.
That was for you. Okay, wait, did we explain to the listener that we, like, recorded, like, half an episode of doing a voter guide and then realized that
we needed didn't.
To
We just said we needed more time.
Yeah.
But we can say that, too. We started, Kate and I have been talking for already 45 minutes.
Yes.
And we thought we were doing the voter guide, and then I threw a wrench in the mix and said I needed to do more research about a very important topic, which is Palestine. And
hell
I feel
yeah.
like if I'm going to vote for any individual human being to be any in any political office, I really do want to actually know their views on Palestine.
Fuck yeah, dude.
And I didn't do that research and I'm embarrassed by that, but I have been reminded and that is a value of mine.
Well, this episode is going to be a little bit of a Frankenstein, but I have an email. Okay, there's going to be a thing at this place called La Peña. Do you know this place?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, they're having a thing. It's an auction. It's called Art Without Borders. It's going to be on May 31st. And it's going to be a benefit art sale to support immigrant families in the Bay Area. And it's going to be May 31st from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. at La Peña, which is at 3105 Shattuck Avenue in Berkeley.
Yeah.
So go check it out.
I think Cece used to work there.
Oh, cute.
La Peña Cultural Center. Or I think it's called a cultural center. I can't
remember. Everybody go check that out.
That's cool. They're great. They've been around for a long time. And I think they do really good work.
Don't forget that the Artadia applications are still open until I think June 1st. So, and that's free to apply to. It is on Submittable, which is one of the most hated submission platforms.
Yes. Oh, no. Really? Why are they on it?
I don't fucking know.
Can we just get everyone to move to Slide Room? Would that be like a monopoly of the...
I don't care. I wish Slide Room process. Had a monopoly.
Yeah. And then I think, well, this is probably for a while, but Alternative Exposure, is that happening yet?
Oh, I don't know.
I think the deadline's in August. It's a long time from now, but...
Did they use Slide Room? I don't remember.
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, well, point is, we got another email here from Alana Crispy about the show Mother of Collaboration at the Good Ship Dodo. There are going to be 6 returning and 6 new pairs of art collaborators for this round of artists making work in collaboration with their kids. And that is going to be up May 10th through June 14th. And there's going to be a closing reception on June 14th from noon to 5 p.m. So go check that out. The artists included are Carrie Lynn, Hannah Ireland, Hedda Hope, Alana Crispy, Jennifer Ling, Datchuk, Kathy Aoki, Laurel Roth Hope, Liz Worthy, Rhiannon McFadden, Sarah Mann, Shirin Kalabari, and Vanessa Woods.
So that's a cool space because it's actually in Alana's home. They converted one of their garage spaces.
Oh, that's cute.
Into like a studio / little gallery. And it's right on this, you know, you can walk. It's just right street level. It's pretty cute. And they have a nice little backyard. So I think that when they have events, the events that take place in the backyard. And Alana is a ceramicist herself. She does a lot of collaboration now with her son, which is kind of interesting.
Okay, we got another email in here, Maysoon.
Amazing. I love the fucking emails. Let's keep it going.
They emailed and voicemailed.
Hey, Kate and Maysoon. My name is Wynn Mixer, and I'm an artist based here in San Francisco. I'm calling to you with an open call for queer and trans artists in the Bay Area for a newly commissioned installation this summer at St. Joseph's Art Society. The project is called A Flag with Teeth. It is an installation of original pride flags created by artists from the SF Bay Area queer and trans communities. The original pride flag has been revived many times to reflect a more inclusive representation of queer community at large, but will always fall short because we are infinitely unique and intersectional. We are inviting artists to create new flags that represent their own unique microcosmic queer identities, which will then be woven together into one big long flag and installed at St. Joseph's on June 18th. We have an interested participant form, which hopefully you can link in the show notes. The deadline for flags is on Monday, June 15th. We are also having flag forging events. We are distributing materials to artists who are interested in participating for free. One is this Thursday, May 14th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at 465 South Van Ness as part of their Queer Art Club. And also at Lookout SF next Tuesday, May 19th from 5 to 9 p.m. We'll be on hand to answer questions, distribute materials, and work alongside other artists on our flags. We are also available to be reached at aflagwithteeth@gmail.com for any questions. Thank you so much.
Wow, that's pretty thorough.
That is very thorough.
I just don't think anyone who calls, you know, I guess because we're always telling people to call us. So
I wish
actually,
motherfuckers
thank you for calling.
Would call. Please call everyone. Start calling 419-351-6606.
I wonder if they'll do like a little walk through the city with all the flags attached. Imagine a long worm of flags. Speaking of parades, we have Carnival coming up again this year.
Oh man, they're doing it again.
They do it every year. It's the last weekend. Is it the last weekend or the second to last weekend? So that means it'll be the 23rd and the 24th, and the parade is on the 24th, and it is truly one of my favorite things to do in the mission.
Maysoon, we need to get back into our issues from earlier. We need to get back into couples therapy.
Yeah, we definitely need to get back in couples therapy.
Because I need the listener to know that Maysoon called me a spineless, weaselly twerp. Those were her exact words.
I'm just surrounded by so many spineless twerps these days. It drives me crazy.
Oh, no, I upset Tomato.
Tomato, don't be a spineless twerp.
Maysoon. This is why, okay, back on Muffin, 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 which, listeners, you need to go listen to the Muffin Bird Horse episode to understand what we're talking about. I don't want to re-explain it. But Maysoon, I think part of why you think I'm Muffin, Muffin, Muffin is because you think I'm a spineless twerp.
No. That's definitely not why I think you're Muffin, Muffin, Muffin.
That's why I'm actually Muffin, Horse, Muffin. The horse is in there, man.
The horse is in there, huh?
I swear to God.
You actually do have some horse.
The horse is rearing up and ready to go.
I just think this horse feels a little bit surprising, but it's there. Maybe it's Muffin, Muffin, Horse.
Right? Why is it surprising? Why is it surprising?
Because you're so muffin on the outside. You're just so muffin.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
It's not bad. I think because the first...
But tell me what it means.
I think the first, like, just the first impression of you in person is just totally muffin. Uh-huh. You're like a... You really give off this, like, I'm just this sweet Midwestern, funny, quirky, smart artist who, like, you know...
Yes, who, I like what I'm hearing.
Who, like, what's the word? Who mends at my job at the bookstore. You're just a little muffin. You're just the muffin of muffins, you know? Like, my God. You're, like, mending in, like rainbow colors, like, on your jacket and my socks and T-shirts that get sold in cool little art shows. And then, you know, it's, like, it's just as muffin as can be, honest to God. It just really is.
No, I am not. I am a hardcore punk. I am fucking got my knife. I have a fucking knife.
Oh, my God. I've got knives, too. They're just in the fucking kitchen. All right, bro. So you're just as muffin as can be. But then.
Well, whatever.
But then when it comes to like I will say, at least with Palestine, I have seen you get in people's faces. I've seen you like not back down. I've seen you do things that's pretty fucking horse for most people I know.
Horse. Yes. Horse. Ride high.
So that's what I'm saying. That, but I would say it might be Muffin, Muffin, Horse.
Okay, I'll take that. I can live with that.
Initially, I had Bird in there, but you and I have a different interpretation of Bird, and so I think we'll just take Bird out.
Okay, I like Bird, though. I've come around on Bird.
I like Bird, too.
When I think of the soaring bird, then I think I understand what you're talking about.
Oh, that's nice, yeah.
Okay, here's the deal, Maysoon. This weekend is your last chance to see Trina Michelle Robinson's dual site exhibition at 500 Cap Street and Root Division, is that right?
Yeah, Root Division.
So you got to get over there. There's going to be a reading on May 15th. That's tomorrow. If you're listening to this on Thursday, that'll be Friday the 15th. There's going to be a poetry reading by Wendy M. Thompson and London Pickney. I really like London Pickney. So, and I'm sure Wendy Thompson is great too. I have someone I know.
Hey, what time is that?
That's going to go ahead and be at the glorious time that I will tell you now, which is 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m.
Okay, great. I'm going to go after class. You want to meet me there?
Holy shit. Okay. Yeah, sure. Great. Maysoon, we got to really do this because now I'm excited.
I really hope London doesn't read first because then I'll miss it. I'll be so sad.
Oh, you love her too?
Should I text Trina? Yeah, I've worked with her multiple times.
Well, yeah. I've worked with her several times as well.
Are you competing with me?
Hell yes.
You don't have to compete with
Horse
me.
Horse nay, you have... motherfucker.
What did you say? Horse, horse nay? You know who I think has a lot of horse is my colleague Theo. Shout out to Theo.
Shout out to Theo.
He's looking for, he has a...
Shout out to Bobble Rob. Shout out to George. Shout out to Deborah. Shout out to our sustaining donors, Jim Prosser and Anonymous. Shout out to Sarah again.
Yay.
Shout out to George. Did we say George already? Val. Shout out to Val. Shout out
to Jimbo, whose birthday was this past Sunday.
Oh my God, happy birthday to Jimbo. Maybe shout out to Maggie and Elizabeth, potentially? Okay, here's the deal. Someone named Katie emailed us about this new album by David Byrd called Hinterlands. And you know my policy about listening to music by men. I don't do it. But if anybody wants to check that out, just look it up. It's called David Byrd, Bird Like a Bird. And the
Why
album
are they
is
emailing us about that?
Hinterlands.
What do we really care about that for?
I don't
just
know.
Because
I
like,
can't
hey,
believe.
I heard some new music.
Yeah, I don't know why they're...
Is it like their secret partner that they're just trying to advertise?
I have no idea. Well, Maysoon, it sounds like we've resolved all our disputes.
No, let's keep going.
What other disputes do we have?
Well, we figured out that there's some horse in there, and I think that made you feel better.
Yeah, 100%, because now
you're not just a little,
just slightly whatever. One step above a sniveling, wormy weasel. A
weasel.
Sniveling little bitch cowering in the grass. Okay.
That's so funny. Can you draw a picture of that, please,
oh,
for me?
God damn it.
Come on, you're like, you can just, things just come out of you. They just flow out.
I wish. Things really need to flow more.
You just put a pen to paper and all of a sudden there's a drawing there.
I need to just stop taking my medication for a little bit and then maybe I'll really get creative.
Is it fucking you up, your creativity?
No, not at all. It's just keeping me from being manic.
Oh, great.
You know, if I was manic, I could do everything.
So it's not...
Okay. It's keeping the brakes on, and sometimes you just want to fly free and be up for 37 nights in a row.
Oh, no. Is Katie in town?
Katie is in town, but she's kind of out of town in the daytime because she has these meetings in San Jose today and tomorrow, so I am on my own right now.
Oh, you're grim. I thought so because you don't usually record at this time during the week. You have a very strict dinner time. What else is going on?
I don't know. You got any gossip?
You know, I don't. My world is very small right now.
I got some gossip that art sales are down.
That's not gossip.
Can I be real for 1 second?
Yes, just for 1 second, though.
And I need to say that, like, I say this from a place of humility.
Uh-oh.
Of humility.
Oh, okay.
And of friendship and kinship, okay? But that show they had at Cushion Works... Okay, I'm sorry, because I didn't go to...
Are you saying this out loud?
Yes.
Okay.
The Shithole Opry thing... Where there's literal pictures of shit. Okay, this was a thing with Cushion Works. And like...
What were they doing? Was that supposed to be funny?
I know this is a me problem, okay?
I don't want to see pictures of shit. Are you fucking kidding me?
Ugh, it's just I can't handle scatological stuff. It's just...
Yeah.
It's just one thing
about... There's some people who are really into that.
Oh, not me.
Not me. There's people who really love it.
I had to like mute some of those posts on Instagram. I'm so sorry, Jordan.
Really? What was the point of it? What were they actually trying to do with that show?
There was some high concept, I'm sure, and like the actual design and everything looked great, but it was just the fact that it's shit is like a no from me. I'm sorry to say it.
Yeah, I think I saw that and was like, that's okay.
Some work is too challenging even for me. Ugh, what are we gonna do?
What projects are you working on these days, man?
Well, I just finished a painting that's going to be in a show that Stephanie Rolfs is having at Bass and Reiner that opens later this month. But what I really want to be
Stephanie
working
Rolfs
on...
Stephanie Rolfs is curating it, or you're in like a two-person show with
her?
No,
she's curating it.
Okay, cool.
Point is, here's the truth. My goal for this year is to make a sequel to my movie Karen, which was called Karen before the whole Karen phenomenon.
I know.
So are
you going to give it a different name?
Not a sequel, but a spiritual sequel. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I'm working on right now.
For this show?
No. I just made a painting for the Stephanie show.
Hey, did you ever finish that painting of Katie?
No, I have, but I have it hanging up. I'm going to return to it when I'm like 80.
A whole decade.
Yeah, it's been a while. Okay, here's the deal.
Do you think it's been there for like 10 years?
Maybe.
Why didn't you think you've painted it or finished it?
Because I had it in mind for this award that fucking British Petroleum gives out to portrait painters.
Oh, okay.
It was like 40 grand in euros.
Oh, and then, yeah, huge.
And then I got distracted with other projects.
Did you ever apply for that grant?
For what?
Or award?
Well, no, because that was the painting I was going
to
submit.
But I
never finished it. Yeah. I'll finish it when I'm like 79. Ugh, if I make it that far, God help me.
You'll make it that far. That's when you'll get discovered. Hey, do you remember which, you know how in your natal chart, they sometimes tell you, like, there's, I don't know how it works, but, like, where your spiritual place in the world is, location.
Ugh, yes, the maps. Yes, I've seen those.
What is yours? Do you remember?
Well, it's not in California, and that really pissed me off.
I keep thinking I need to go back and visit what, I don't know if I ever interpreted what that was, but I feel like I need that information now.
No, because then you're going to move.
I just want to know. What if it's somewhere really fucking cool?
Nope. Sorry. Not today. Or any
day. I mean,
day.
If it's Kentucky, I'll be like, fuck you.
It's going to be somewhere wild, like Liechtenstein.
Like London.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be like somewhere in Greece.
Maysoon, I don't care where it is. You can't move.
The whole point is that you'll move with me.
You're going to move me to Greece? I'll be miserable.
No, we'll be close to Portugal.
Ugh, I don't want to be in stupid, lame-ass Greece.
Okay.
Just kidding. Is that really where we have to go? Maysoon, I can't learn a new language. I'm old.
Yes, you can.
Greek?
Yeah,
they've got
easy.
A whole different alphabet.
We just got to watch that movie a couple times.
Which one? My Big Fat Greek Wedding?
Yeah. The first and second ones.
Wait, I have another show announcement.
This is going to be at Recall OG in San Francisco. Kate forgot to say that.
There's going to be work by Mark Brest Van Kempen, Tianzong Jiang, and California College of the Arts undergraduate creative duo Wakala Studios. And that is going to be up on Friday, May 15th from 5 to 8. You can also see it Saturday from 12 to 3. And Tuesday, May 19th from 5 to 7:30. And on that day, there'll be an artist talk.
I'm going to try to go Tuesday.
I want to go Maysoon.
I'm going to try to go Tuesday. Friday, we're going to Cap Street. Don't forget. Saturday, you're working and I have an event.
Okay, really good.
And then Tuesday.
I can't wait for all these things.
Let's make a note. Make sure you write it down. I'm writing it down.
Okay, Tuesday, May 19th.
Are you going to drive in on Tuesday?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, cool. So then you can just pick me up. May 19th. What time is that one?
That's 5 to 7:30.
Okay. You could either get me from work or I could try to leave early and meet you at my house.
Maysoon, someone in my apartment building is learning to play bass guitar.
How does that sound for you?
It sounds like smoke on the water.
No.
It's nothing but smoke on the water, man.
I did not play electric bass. I played the cello.
You played the fucking cello?
I played the fucking cello, boob.
What the fuck? Since when?
I played the piano when I was young, and then I played the clarinet and cello when I was in high school.
God damn, Maysoon, you were like a fucking child prodigy.
I wasn't, but I'm very musically inclined.
God damn.
But I'll equate that all to being a dancer.
Well, you're fucking impressing the shit out of me.
The clarinet is the instrument I really liked playing. That one was very fun.
What are we going to do about this episode? I have no idea.
It's kind of a mess,
it's just
huh?
It's a big mess.
I actually feel bad for listeners. I was like, wow.
Don't feel bad.
Really?
No. Yeah, it's going to be okay.
Okay. It seems like it's kind of not okay.
I think it's going to be okay.
I mean, we've talked about muffin. We've talked about, like, I don't know what. Oh, my God.
This has been another exemplary episode of Congratulations Pine Tree, and I want to go ahead and say
Free Palestine!
And from the bridge.
To the other bridge.
To the island in between, this has been
Congratulations Pine Tree!